Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. A Health Defence Council meeting has been taking place this morning at the Elysee Palace. While the pandemic situation is improving across the country, there are new issues being raised over the use of the health pass. Suggestions are being put forward to the effect that in departments where COVID rates are low, the pass should not be mandatory. Current figures show that there are around 40 departments which have an incident rate lower than the alert threshold. The government has also been focusing on the national budget at a meeting of the Council of Ministers. The last in this five-year presidential term, budgetary priorities will include additional expenditure to finance the executive's recent announcements. A €1.5 billion plan has already been earmarked for the city of Marseille. However, the High Council of Public Finance has declared that the budget falls short. A new bill on animal abuse is being discussed today at the Senate, after previous talks on the subject earlier this year in the National Assembly. A key point is to prevent impulse purchases on domestic pets such as cats and dogs, in light of the huge numbers of animals being abandoned. Online sales of animals may be limited to shelters and registered breeders from 2024. Three pedestrians were left seriously injured after being mown down by a car on the Champs-Élysées last night. The motorist was taken into custody and was believed to have been under the influence of laughing gas. Balloons were found in the car, and the woman claimed that she had mistaken the brake for the accelerator. The crisis over the submarine contract between France and Australia continues today, after a letter dated just hours before the contract was terminated revealed positive remarks made by the Australian Ministry of Defence about the French capabilities in taking on such a project. This directly contradicts what the Australian Prime Minister said over doubts he had. And finally, on day 7 of Ligue 1, Monaco plays Saint-Étienne, Lille go up against Reims, and Mets take on PSG. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.